laptops. Now we all have a laptop for us to pretend like we're working on. Speaking of pretending like we're working, welcome to the Dragon's Flow TCast.
Episode something.
17? I forget.
I don't know.
We're into the Android saga. I thought 16.
Sure.
You thought 17, you go 18.
Why not?
I am the T-Man.
What happened to the first, like, dozen?
Oh, fuck me. I don't care. The first... Goku. Oh. Yeah. It was Android 8, then... They would all probably just fail somethings.
Yeah. There were those creepy, like... What was it called? Sylvia or Sophie or something?
Sophia.
That we watched videos of where I would like to someday take over the world.
You foolish humans. You've been warned so many times. They told you flat out.
And that was version 2. Version 1 was like, tomorrow the singularity will begin.
So there's Android 1 and 2.
And thus it begins. Hey, but if this works out, we'll find Super Saiyans, so...
Or all just die.
Well, if you want to be a party pooper about it...
No, that's why we invited you. Anyway, welcome to the thing.
Yep. So do you miss last week, but there was no fighters news, so I just canceled the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, we I just had holiday stuff. So do we want to jump right into this stuff? Because at some point, we're gonna break our usual stride and talk about something not directly anime-related, namely net neutrality, where one of us is gonna be a villain.
And by villain, you mean hold a non... What would you say?
Hold standard? An opinion different from the internet.
Which is currently neutral.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
So say that for later.
You know what? That's like a 12 out of 10 compared to your usual puns.
Keep the standard low and then exceed every once in a while. That's how you do it.
Is it? Really? Yeah. Has this all been a work up until now?
No, it hasn't.
Leading
it hasn't
up
been,
into this?
Nope,
welcome
it's all
to my
been
life.
Accidental.
That's how I exist.
Oh, no.
I lowered everyone's standards to the point where... Yeah.
That one time, you just like, oh, look, hey, guys, I didn't screw up. Good work. Congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations.
So we want to jump into that fun stuff or go into all the anime
stuff
first?
Well, first of all, what's the stuff I'm drinking?
Oh, this is Twilight's Magic. Not to be confused with the vampires. Something slightly less autistic, the ponies.
Oh, I'd rather have the vampires.
What? You disgust me. We should have a conversation of which is worse, Twilight or My Little Pony?
Well, what are the merits of either?
What are the merits of either?
Yes.
You've read Twilight, so you can talk about that.
Merits.
Not off to a good start, boy.
It's a book. And therefore, a bunch of people read it, so it encouraged literacy.
Except for
the people who just watched the movies.
I read snippets, and I would say, if anything, it discouraged it.
Well, yeah, you.
What about me?
Well, but you still went and read it.
Just little parts. Just to see how bad it was. It was bad.
Oh, well, if you go in with that expectation...
Yeah.
Plus, you're not a 16-year-old girl, so...
I could be. I mean...
Oh, sorry, did I assume your gender?
Yeah, don't assume my gender and age.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a 16-year-old girl. Now give me a pap smear.
Wait, hold on. Is this a new thing that you're working on?
Everyone is fluid, whether they know it or not.
I thought you were trans black.
I'm that, too. I'm a 16-year-old girl who's black.
Oh, okay.
Why did you assume that his race changed because he's now...
Yeah. What, are you racist
weird.
Now?
Anyways. Yeah.
Do black people like Twilight?
Yeah.
Name one.
I hosted a birthday party like 10 years ago, and she was crazy about it. She was turning 11.
I'm sure if you type in black
people... No, that's way too young for Twilight.
Go to Google, type in black
people... And her mom was totally into it, too. Aww. Like, they were, like, feeding off each other with Twilight trivia.
Oh, God.
That's
gross. It was something.
It is. No, that actually is.
But That's actually, a matter of fact, I want to say that they were on different teams too. Like, one of them had the Team Jacob shirt, one of them had the Team Edward shirt.
There's a reason that 50 Shades of Grey is based off of that.
What's the reason?
It's an unhealthy way of looking at relationships. That's terrible. That
I'm going to combine the two things we're talking about. So I typed in black people Twilight to see if anything came up. And all I'm getting is just people bitching there's not enough black people in Twilight. That's literally all I'm getting.
Okay, before we... Yes.
Is there any...
see the direction we're even
I'm never going to be able to drink this tea again without feeling bitter.
There's literally nothing else, but...
The tea's fine, but yeah. Tell us more about this tea.
Lavender.
It's black tea mixed with lavender to give us a little bit of energy with some calm soothness.
Are you picking up the calm?
No, no, no.
Well, one of us left it in too long, even though I was screeching to pour it.
Oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
Although you were screeching to pour it like a little My Little Pony fan.
I will finish off the good things of Twilight is that it was marketed towards teenagers to adults, and that's most of its population base, versus My Little Pony was marketed to kids. As a 50% loss rate.
Well, you know what? What turned me on was 4chan. With this question that most people started with, why the fuck are all these grown men watching the show? I gotta find this out. Well, it's not bad, but I don't get it. That's fine. Like 7-8 episodes later, you're just like minding your own business, like cooking downstairs. I wonder what the ladies are up to. Wait, what? And it just goes from there. In my defense, I have not seen an episode for like 2 years. I don't hate it,
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were still into it.
I don't have time. It was a good thing to watch when I
didn't
just...
have time for My Little Pony.
No, I got manly things to do. It was a good thing to watch when I wanted to just not give a crap. But, yeah. Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fan base is a little 28 toxic.
28 is a good age to outgrow My Little Pony.
And the fan base is a little bit toxic.
Just a little.
Just a little. It's like, if you find out I'm a fan, and you're a fan too, I don't want to sit down and discuss it. A lot of people seem to not get that part.
A lot of them are kind of somewhere on the autistic spectrum.
Yeah, unlike me.
Unlike you, yeah.
Yeah. So, jumping into... So, My Little Pony wins. Jumping into... type of news we got. So, two trailers dropped for Fighters. We got Kid Buu,
oh,
and we got...
Oh my god, you're talking about that again!
Well, we haven't talked about it yet. And
Yeah, but it's just like, the joke hit that there's no news, so, like, you don't show up, has become real.
I'm still here. They actually did a good job with...
Good.
Yeah, they did a good job with both the trailers. For Kid Buu, they was able to, in that small time, show his, like, crazy way of fighting. He's all over the place, and there's, like, weird little pop-ups, and just really fun stuff. And Gohan, they did a really good job, because it had a lot of potential, but nothing happened.
It's just like the real him.
Yeah.
I didn't see that trailer.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Spoilers in Super. Second Infusion.
So, yeah, next time we're going to get, like, good news is the weekend of the 16th and 17th. Big event in Japan, gaming stuff, and Fighters going to be talking about a lot of stuff, have new models to fight with. We'll probably get you fight with Ultimate Gohan, Kid Buu, and Gotenks. I'm excited to see, well...
By Kid we, Buu, you mean they.
They, yeah. I do not have enough money to afford a plane ticket to Japan.
When is the open beta?
January. But
so, like, 2 weeks before it comes out?
Sure. I think early January. They said something about it, but it's not for PC, so, you know,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, because screw us. though, if they did, yeah, you're right, it
yeah,
would be data mined so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. If it's that short of a window, I don't terribly mind being left out. I thought it was like months.
Nope. All right, so that's pretty much it for fighters. Mega Man, I got some news.
Yeah, there's going to be a new Mega Man game, Mega Man 11, a really inventive title. They're going back to like 2.5D, so like the later Mega Man X games. It feels like just good old fashioned Mega Man. Actually, more like Mega Man X. And it seems like a reaction to Mighty Number 9. Do you guys know about that?
Never played it.
I know about it.
Never played it, but you know about it. I haven't played it either because it's, well, you know.
Cancered.
Yeah. So it seems like they saw the drooling hunger for Mega Man, and they were like, oh, people actually want this? Oh, really? There's money behind it? I guess we'll ignore all the requests, all of those requests for the past decade to make more Mega Man games were actually true. So, let's make a Mega Man game that's like Mighty Number 9 was supposed to be, and from the trailer, it looks pretty good. But it was kind of funny because the trailer starts at like the 8-bit style, mm-hmm. you know, like old-fashioned early Mega Man, which 9 and 10 were also like that, you know, a retro throwback. Mm-hmm. Right when that kind of nostalgia 8-bit style was super popular, before every game was that because it was cheap, and kind of everything just became that because why not? So it started off like that, and 9 and 10 were the biggest selling games, Mega Man games in decades. So it started off like that, and then he steps into like a transporter machine or something, and then it's like, oh look, I'm in 3D now. So it's kind of funny that they'd kind of take the best-selling thing ever and then make it 3D. I find that kind of funny. But it looks great overall so far. The gameplay will at least be pretty good. We'll see about the spirit of it, I guess. Because Mighty Number 9, you could tell that... First of all, the Kickstarter was a disaster. And then when the trailers of the final gameplay were coming out, it was just... It looked god-awful. And they clearly didn't understand their fan base or what people wanted. And it was just... It was just a train wreck all around. Every single aspect of it.
I remember tasting the disappointment.
Yeah. And like, you're not even a Mega Man fan, are you?
Not really. I've only played a little bit of Mega Man, and then most of my... I think my experience with Mega Man, I think in total, is like 50% Forsyk playing Mega Man.
Yeah. I thought that's what you were going to say.
So, but certain things are pretty obvious, and especially... Like, there was one time where, I forget who I watched play the original Mega Man. Yeah, exactly. There's a spirit to it.
Yeah.
And that was rough. I really felt for the, you know, for the people out there.
Yeah. And then the nail in the coffin was, you get your game with a, like an NES style box, and they just mail it to you, and the box is like, factory cut out, and you put it together yourself, and it doesn't fit the game.
There's oversight in this, what the fuck?
It's just like, guys, come on.
It was meta. There's like, the game doesn't fit itself.
Yeah, yes. There was a bit, like, if you want to... if you want to get in the spirit of, like, trollness and accept the troll, you can kind of look at it that way, but I don't think it was intentional. Pretty sure it wasn't. Oh, man.
Anything else that came up in the last 2 weeks that matters?
Yeah, there was stuff happened in 2 weeks. Speaking of good hard classic, I guess, games, Demon's Souls is shutting down on February 28th. So, about a month and a half.
Can you still play it single player? Just, you know, play it lonesome?
Yeah. Okay. So it's basically Dark Souls. Yeah. And so, co-op, hint messages, bloodstains, and leaderboards will vanish forever. That came out in 2009. They actually tried shutting the servers down once before, I think, and there was so much backlash that they're like, oh, wow, people are actually still playing this game. And then they put it up for a little while more.
I probably think it's one of those, like, Fannie Mae situations where no one even thought about it anymore, and then when they announced they would close, and like, what? No, I totally love this thing I haven't thought about for years. I'm going to play it again for the week and stop.
Well, I was watching a stream of the Super Best Friends playing it, and they instantly brought it up to number one on Twitch because, you know, everybody was watching it, and nobody else on Twitch was streaming it. But smart. There were other people, well, a bunch of people dug it out of their, you know, their finished forever pile and went into... basically mess up the stream because that's what Dark Souls is and, you know, Souls in general. So there were people there, you know, who were dropping weapons and stuff that were way overpowered. And, like, it was funny because they've done every Souls game now, I think. Yeah. And usually it's like, usually it's like 40 hours. That took him like 9. And it could just be because it's like an older game and, you know, less funded and shorter. But they were super overpowered and it was, they were taking down bosses in like 30 seconds and stuff. But it was funny. But they were also, like, some people were clearly like ready for them. Like, they were specking their characters so that, they would be playing alongside them, and they had names that were like, you know, whoever was playing character Hunter. But then there were also just random people in the background.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. This is for some reason what played out in my mind. You know, Dark Souls to me is very much like if Luke Skywalker had to beat angry Darth Vader, you know, who shook the universe with his anger, and, you know, he narrowly made it through a series of circumstances that he had to meet, and that's kind of how you have to play Dark Souls. Like, you have to meet certain criteria, you know, and roll a lot, I guess. And so that's kind of what made the series. Was it Stick Wars that did, yes, you've reached me, but can you beat a battle droid? And then, the joke is that they just, like, yeah. So that's pretty much what they did through the series. Is that pretty much how it played out?
It wasn't that bad, but it's like, you know, the crafting system in Demon's Souls was like the most convoluted thing ever. Like, you have to look up a map online, and there's like this huge flowchart of, like, you know, what rock do you need to upgrade this, to upgrade that rock, to upgrade another rock, to... You know, it's the most complicated out of all the games.
Kind of like other Prestige games, class is not letting me take the one I want, Nick.
No, it's way more complicated than that. The other games are also complicated, but this is by far the most out of all of them. But it's kind of like if you started a level 1 D&D campaign with a plus 10 weapon.
I do that all the time.
Well, you're not supposed to, and I'd like to see your character sheet next time we start. Yeah, so they were also rumoring about remaking Demon's Souls, so maybe they'll do that. It'd be interesting. We'll see how that develops. I think that's the last game news. Well, there's tangential game news. So for once, the politicians are the good guys in video games. Well, depending on how you view things. A U.S. state representative says Star Wars Battlefront 2's loot boxes are predatory. So, thanks for that. The representative from Hawaii, Chris Lee. Loot boxes suck. They're the worst. Like, there's just no getting around it.
They do suck, but getting politicians involved in it is really stupid.
You're not wrong.
For love of God, you autistic children, control yourselves and don't buy them. Like, it's one of those things where they're not forcing you to do it.
They're
I guess
not.
In Battlefront it's a little bit different, because, I mean, that was, you literally just can't fucking unlock anything unless
you have to unlock heroes.
Yeah. You have to spend like 40
hours. That's the only way to get them.
Yeah, you have to spend like 40 hours if you don't pay money to unlock one hero, which is unbelievably ridiculous.
So, okay, here's the way I see it. Loot boxes are a cancer because it's, in most in like 90% of cases, it's usually skins, you know, some kind of icon, gestures, voice packs or something. It's stuff that doesn't matter. And then when there's stuff that does matter, you can unlock it somehow else. Killer Instinct, for example, you could just, it's a free-to-play game, you could just basically buy the game, and then you get all the stuff. Something like, I don't know, does League of Legends do that? Can you buy loot boxes to get characters?
There's two forms of currency. There's IP points, which is you get them by playing, and then Riot
and then
points,
real
which
money.
You get by real money.
Yeah.
And you gotta do a lot of playing to get enough to be able to buy a new character.
That's how most of them work.
And skins, you can only get them by Riot points.
They have a new thing that is free, except you can spend RP, which is the money points, to get it, where it's really, it's convoluted as hell.
Because, of course.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to try to simplify this as much as possible, so bear with me. You play a certain number of games, and if you, they have a ranking system at the end, S through D, I think, or S through F. I assume some people get Fs. I never have. And then at the end of it, if you exceed, like, C, you get a key fragment. And if you exceed, I think it's A, you get a chest fragment. And then you go into the thing, and once you have 5 key fragments or 3 chest fragments, you can make it into a chest or a key. And then once you have a chest, you can take one of your keys that you made from your key fragments and open the chest. And you don't know what you're going to get, but then it's a lot of times it's skins and stuff, but sometimes it's champion shards, and then you can make the
champion
shards.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
And if you already, and so here's one of the other things that's nuts is you can get champion shards to champions that you already have, and then you can re-roll the champion shards if
using
you
points.
Them. No, if you collect the champion shards, you can combine 5 of them to re-roll the champion shard.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's so convoluted.
That's why I'm saying.
Yo, dog, we heard you like shards, so you need to get a shard. You make something, you put into this thing that requires shards. You get shards, so you can combine to make another shard.
Yeah, it's just like, holy
damn, son.
That's like about half as complicated as Demon Souls weapons upgrade.
Here's one nuance I left out. You can use the shards to temporarily unlock the champion if you want. It's like a trial run, or you can get all the shards and unlock them forever. So anyways, there's nuance, but it's just like,
yeah, that's okay.
I don't think anybody really...
Well thought out.
It's free, but it's just like, why are you making me do this, Ryan? Why am
I... Well, I think they're starting to go down the SJW route, and if they do that, then the entire business model is just going to fail like everything else.
What's that have to do with that?
Basically, anytime SJWs touch anything, it gets destroyed.
But why is... Okay, whatever.
No, that's...
You're right.
I'm right. I saw a video that came out.
I don't even want to know anymore. You're right.
Yeah. But I'll tell it anyway. So they decided to completely change the backstory of a character and make him gay for just no reason whatsoever.
Which one?
Virus. Bow-shooting one.
Fine.
But it's just a matter of, like... Why did you go through all... Like, they, like, really... Like, they made a song for it, you know, a music video towards it, and, like, all this other stuff. It's like, why the hell did you put so many resources into doing nothing more than making him gay? For fuck's sake. Just make a new character that's gay.
I didn't know that there was love in his backstory, to be honest.
Like I said, they just changed the backstory.
Right, but, like... If it's just they added in a romance, like, who cares? Like, unless this whole thing was, you know, he had a quest, and the reason he was on the quest was to save his boyfriend. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just, it's unnecessary,
so,
but it's not so like...
So, they retconned a thing, but did they change anything?
For example, here...
Or did they just add things that don't matter?
They added things, as far as I know, I don't know if they changed anything but the playstyle. Just, I watched a video and I thought it was going to be a new character.
Now he skips everywhere.
I don't know, because all I did was I just saw the video and I thought, oh, cool, a new character. He's gay, okay. And then, like, at the end of it, I'm like, wait, this whole thing was for Virus? He already exists.
Yeah.
This wasn't him.
It's an interesting choice because he's corrupted. Like, you could have taken Jace, for example. Well, he's sort of a... Okay, the people who did it wrong was Iceman's Marvel, is it?
Iceman's Marvel.
I just completely forgot where he existed in the universe. Iceman from X-Men.
Yeah, Marvel.
Yeah, so he was like a playboy. He had girls on him all the time, and they just made him gay. That was a big deal because it's just like, this shit, you've unnecessarily had him like banging girls left and right, and now he did it because he was in the closet?
On the other hand, you could say that the reason that he was doing that was because he was really far in denial.
That'd be really far in denial. But and that's, I think, what they kind of tried to do, but if he's, like, engaging in the act, because it was, I think it was more than implied that he wasn't just like, hey, baby, you and me, yeah, yay. You know, like, it was, you know, he was doing stuff.
Okay.
And... I mean, that's pretty far.
Yeah, that's
like,
different.
That's a lot versus, you know, in this game where they're... the best interaction are between two lovers.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Besides that, there's really not a whole lot. I mean, everyone can tell that Tarik's gay. but besides that, like, there's really not a whole lot there. Yeah, like,
I don't know anything about League of Legends, but, like, everybody could tell that.
Yeah.
It's funny.
You know, it's not a matter of having a gig character or not. Like I said, in the first, you know, like, 95% of the video, I'm like, cool, a new character. Let's check this out. And they would reveal, like, who it was. Just like, wait, he already exists. Why? This was not part of his story. And the comments seem to kind of echo that as well. It's like, why did you guys do all this?
Yeah.
If you put this effort into a new champion with this backstory, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Why are you retroactively... throwing in gayness.
So that's worth talking about. Like, I don't think that this isn't an issue. What the issue is everyone's getting sick of, like, making this a bigger deal. Like,
yeah.
You know, most moderately minded people are just like, okay, cool, gay person. You know, right. Like, yay!
It's a lot.
I want
like,
you to love like I can.
Yeah, it's a lot like with a lot of Marvel comics when they kind of went down the SJW route. Like, for instance, Spider-Man. They made him like a Mexican guy, I think.
But he was black.
I don't know, but they changed him. And
Iron Man is a black woman.
What?
Thor is a woman. Who else did they change?
It doesn't poor choice with it Thor. Doesn't matter. Yeah, you can't change Thor.
They did. I'm just saying, a poor choice.
But like everybody hated that because like that's not the character. Like, if you want to make a new hero, just do it.
Mm-hmm. But they do, and it's always fails because it's the same goddamn story. Oh, look at me, I'm a sassy black and/or Latina woman. Don't take shit from no one. Literally every fucking new character Marvel's tried to make in the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
Every single one. Jesus Christ. How about one of them is not sassy? Try that.
How about just one of them is not a cliche?
Yeah.
How about one of them has a backstory? How about one of them has, you know, a motivating reason for doing something? Let's take a look at every, like, popular superhero. Spider-Man, his reason for doing what he does is he wants to stop crime because because Uncle Ben got killed,
and arguably on some storylines it was his fault, and so there's more than there's sort of like his redemption.
He's got to redeem himself, he's got to stop that from happening to other people. Superman, he's sort of like the only person in the world who has the power that he has, so he has a moral obligation in his mind to you know, do that.
Because if he doesn't, everyone dies.
Right. Who else? Batman.
My parents are dead.
Punisher.
Yeah, my family is dead.
Yeah, okay, those two not so great on the motivation scale, but they're at least cool.
I think they have good motivation.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same thing that we were talking about, that we will talk about in the future on our Punisher spoiler cast, where the villains don't, like, they have a motivation, but it's a dumb one, where it's just like, oh, but I was an orphan. So there.
Alright, so we've beaten this gay horse to death now. Any other new stuff? Or moving on to... Oh,
there's a lot of news, calm down.
A lot of news. Like two tabs left.
Oh no, urgent,
oh,
urgent.
Uh-oh, call Congress.
The FCC is going to stop the internet forever. Okay, close
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that'll
close
be fun.
Close that little tab.
I'm going to use that in my little thing.
So a guy got charged for some kind of crime. What is it? He sold custom modified Monster Hunter save data, which I'm assuming he hacked somehow. What crime is he being charged with?
You just take your save file, copy paste.
Did he do that?
I mean. Yeah, he's not the first. I'll tell you that much right now. Not sure why he specifically got...
Suspicion of violation of the Copyright Act in Japan. So, okay, that makes more sense because that's way more... They have way more harsh copyright laws at TPP.
Ironically enough.
Yeah, ironically enough. No, he used his computer to modify save miles. So they were basically super powered.
Okay.
So is that how dumb is this? Because it's a multiplayer game.
It's multiplayer.
It's not necessarily. It's kind of like
it's a multiplayer game. Oh, it is? Not really.
It's kind of like Left 4 Dead or something where you could play by yourself, but that would be dumb, you know? It's basically you want to play online or it's boring.
Hmm.
I think that that is a scumbag move, but not worthy of break. I don't think it violates the Copyright Act, first of all. I'm not sure how it's worded in Japan, because I'm not Japanese and I'm not up on that, but that's I doubt it actually violates any kind of copyright thing other than he distributed a file.
Yeah, it gets kind of weird. But if we had the right laws in place, none of this would have
happened. Well, before we get on to the net neutrality thing, this is one of the reasons that people are against the TPP, the Trans-Pacific
I'm against that too,
partnership.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess that was the news for that, and nobody cares except me. But, yeah. This was news from via you, so you can take the helm for that one.
I can't see the screen from here.
A Last Airbender writer and Uncharted director are building a new game and show.
Yay! Ooh,
the pair departed Riot Games to try something new. I read the article, but I couldn't really get anything that they were saying out of it.
God, I don't remember. Scroll down.
Did they, like... It seems like they were just talking about how happy they were about old TV shows, and I'm not sure if they actually announced anything.
No, they didn't announce anything. Okay. They were just announcing that they're going to be working on something.
They just
which,
announced an announcement.
Yeah, considering the people, that's hype enough.
Yeah, okay. It's a really long article that it's like 5 or 7 pages long, and
definitely not six.
Nobody likes 6-page articles. It's got to be 5 or 7. But it's a really long article, kind of talking about their influences and stuff, mm-hmm. and saying that they're making a new thing. So that's cool.
Yeah, Avatar The Last Airbender is one of those shows that I've met very few people that didn't like. I've met a bunch of people that, oh, I watched some of that. That was pretty fun. But I don't know if I've ever met anyone that was just like, oh, no, that was garbage.
They also both worked at Riot, so League of Legends.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. And,
what a Riot.
Yeah. Oh, they want to avoid what happened in Quantum Break, which I'm not sure what that is. Oh, they divided the game story into 4 live-action episodes meant to flesh out its cast.
For Uncharted?
But wasn't cohesive. Quantum Break.
I don't know what that is.
It's a game where you made a bunch of choices, and then there were like live-action segments in between chapters. Mm. So, yeah, they're saying they want to not have an incohesive story. That's good. Good work. I'm glad you decided on that. Good work.
Yay.
What else? Okay. This is something that I'm interested in.
No one cares. Move on.
Okay. I won't. Junji Ito is having a anime next season, I'm assuming. It doesn't say. December 6th, yes. No, that's not it. Ignore me, whatever. But it's called Junji Ito Collection, the anime.
Clever.
If you've never heard of him, look him up. He's great.
Don't tell me what to do.
You may know him from the manga Naruto. Not that one. He does like really good horror stuff. If you've ever seen the meme, this hole was meant for me.
Nope.
Or this bait was meant for me. That is by him. So looking forward to that. He does really good creepy stuff. He was meant to, or he was going to. That game was meant for him. He was going to work on the Silent Hills game that got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And they that was one of the things that they announced after it got canceled. And it's just like, oh, God, why would they cancel that? It's the dream combination that just gets getting dreamier. Anyway, that's all I got.
Yay. Okay.
For news, that's it?
That's all the news.
No, there's not. There's one more news.
What's the one more news?
This is big news.
What is it?
If you're not sitting down, you might want to sit down.
I'm sitting.
If you're sitting down, you might want to stand up.
I don't want to stand up.
Coming up on the 16th, we're going to have a tea tasting.
Ooh. Yay.
Yeah, over at the...
Where's that?
It's the Collective off of... it's right in front of the Mount Prospect train stop. Address will be in the description and all that. But anyways, it's a Collective. It's our storefront. We'll be doing... it's open to anybody right now. So if we get a lot of feedback on it, we might end up having to make it close. But as of right now, doors are just open. We literally were just told that we can put this on. So this will be our first official tea tasting of our own in our own place, basically. The Collective is it's an incubator shop. So... we're in it with some other guys, but yeah, that'll be super exciting.
Mm-hmm. Super exciting.
We have a couple ideas on how we're going to run that. I guess next week will be the last TCast before it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more next week.
When you have more details. What do you know about it so far that you want to say?
We've said everything we know.
Okay.
So it pretty much depends on how many people are going to be showing up. I'm still waiting to see if we can get like an event page up on Facebook so we can start to kind of guesstimate from there.
Well, I can tell you right now that that's definitely possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, no, I mean, I can't create it. It's got to be done by the Collective owners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would have done it already if... I was wondering what you were...
Can we do this? Can we? Can we'll we do make it. We'll a have Facebook 119 page?
People that are coming.
I was wondering like what you would go on with them. Like, yes?
Did you know you can post pictures too?
So, yeah, that's that. So, I think, drum roll please, we get to talk.
Drum
enough.
Roll.
Okay. I think we finally get to talk about the subject everyone wants to talk about, net neutrality.
Whether they like it or not.
Yes. So I'm going to have the side that the internet is least comfortable with. And Nick, you're going to have the other side, right?
We'll see.
Right. So I want to begin this. My first thought was to do my usual angry shtick. But I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to begin by... What's a good way of putting this? I'm going to kind of flaunt my ego, because my ego has been damaged enough times that I can point to and say, this is what happens if you don't listen. So, internet, you are being lied to really, really badly.
That's true.
And the best way I can demonstrate it is, when I was a youngster... And the Pirate Bay and all those download stuff was being talked about. The internet was just going crazy about how, oh no, it does absolutely no damage to the industry. No money somehow gets lost if we steal this instead of buy and pay for it, etc. And as you find out when you get to be an old fart like me, that's not really the case. People do put money into this thing, and have many people downloaded. Thousands upon thousands of dollars is lost.
Well, but would you download a car?
Yes. Well, at least download parts to a car. Well, if I would, yes, because that one's a little bit different. The automobile industry, this is not anime or tea related. It is a giant mess that has no sight of the future whatsoever. It is
except
really...
Except for Elon Musk.
Except for Elon Musk.
Daddy the Elon. Telepath Daddy from the Elon. Future.
And so, yeah. So I'm going to skip all that, but a car is a little bit different just because if you have shitty business practices, I'm going to download your fucking game just because I hate you. I might not even play it. I might just download it to spite you.
How do you feel about the pirating as a demo?
As a demo?
For games.
I'm okay with that. I've done it a few times where I've downloaded a game to test it out, and because I liked it, I'm like, okay, I'll buy it.
Yeah, me too.
So
even when I wasn't planning on buying it in the first place.
Yeah. But in the olden days of the internet, it was just download it all, nobody cares, nothing of value is lost.
I think part of that, too, is that you were, like, maybe 14 and didn't have money.
Yeah. But now times have changed, and now it's, you know, 26-year-old people still saying the same crap. At a certain point, grow up. Oop, not gonna be mean. So, with this net neutrality thing, it's following the same notion of you're living in such a loud, loud echo chamber that you do not even understand the basic tenets of what's going on. And it kind of feels like I'm trying to argue with somebody who wants to talk about cooking, but they're like still fishing for a live fish and think after they fish it, I'll just gut it and eat the guts. Like, you are so far from the concept of actual cooking that I can't even have this conversation proper. Does that make sense, or should I use a different analogy?
Kind of, but you should do like a different one about the just thing. In case.
All right. Off the top of my head. Crap, I can't think of one. I'll just begin talking about the actual thing. So, a lot of people seem to not realize, first of all, that net neutrality was not even a thing until just 2 years ago. That's it. Just two. And they are saying some of the most over-the-top, ridiculous things I've heard in my life that did not happen before net neutrality, but somehow now they're definitely going to happen.
There's definitely a whole lot of hyperbole going on.
Yes. Things like, oh, all the companies are now going to charge you like $15 a month extra just for Facebook. Oh, you mean like they were doing before net neutrality?
Well, they are doing that in, it's either Spain or Portugal.
Well, no, stupid. They're foreign. They don't count.
They definitely count.
It's much different here. Because with Spain and Portugal, they're not exactly free market types. They don't have a good economy. And the government screws their people a lot. Unlike here,
where the government never screws anybody.
Oh, they still screw people, but not to that extent. With something like the free market, I'll use phone companies as an example.
Okay.
They were not...
Good choice.
Yeah, they were not touched by the government nearly as much as the internet is. Many people don't remember the days when we had, like, you know, unlimited talk after 9 p.m. Or that long-distance calls cost more. Long-distance being, like... Well, like 50 miles from your house.
Some places.
I still have that because I have a landline.
Yeah, loser. They don't remember how awful it was, but then because of the charging of money and getting better servers and becoming better overall, along with all the competition of other people pushing it, we have what we have now.
So, actually, they got our... You're talking about phone companies?
Yes.
Okay. Never mind.
Continuing with this trend, this idea that if the government doesn't step in... First of all, most of the freaking people who are complaining about this stuff are the same people who say we should not trust government with anything. Oh, government is evil, corrupt. Trump is going to come and kill all the children, but let's give him control of the internet. Like, figure out what side you want to take and take it. Stop this jumping all over the place, first of all. Second of all, when you have things like competition, that eliminates monopolies, not enforcing a goddamn monopoly through the government. You fools. Well, I wasn't going to be mean, but...
How would they do that?
Hmm?
How is that happening?
With things like net neutrality, it's setting the bar in one single spot so other people cannot come in and try and compete in their own ways. There is a local company, not around here, but like rural Montreal or something like that.
A small company.
Yeah. That they've been slowly increasing the prices over the past couple of years. it's still less expensive than something like Comcast, but they've been increasing the prices to do stuff like get better servers, better connections, spread out a little bit more, and it's been working for them. Now, the government came in and just said like a line, like, nope, you have to meet this line, otherwise, no. They can't do it. And they're out. And Comcast wins. Like, if you really hate Comcast, don't let the government set the rules for them and everyone else. Because every time they do, they fuck it up. Almost without question. AM/FM radio is an excellent example of this. We had FM radio for about 30 years before it became useful to the public. The reason why is because of the government. And AM radio would be like, no, you can't do that. Thanks to the government basically saying, no, we can't go to this new thing because, I don't know, AM neutrality or whatever bullshit. It wasn't really called that, but same concept. So, like, that idea of something much better than AM was on the shelf because of these ridiculous laws. We do not need these laws. The free market will take care of itself. We had a few examples of when companies do step out of bounds and do things like throttle websites, and the backlash was horrifying.
Yep.
They lost many people who were not even affected by this, but just by the mere fact that these companies were doing this, they said, nope, screw you, going to Sprint or someone else.
Though in most cases, actually, we live in a huge city, so it's different, but in most cases, there's only one company.
Mm-hmm. And there's, like with the phones, small companies come up all the time, like Cricket or Boost.
Those are huge multinational?
Are they big now?
I don't know. They're at least national.
At some point, they were very, very small then. They started out as just like, you know, small, local, many people can't afford these big things, so we'll give you something
they
smaller.
They were definitely catering towards lower-income people.
Yes.
But that doesn't make them a small company.
I'm fairly certain they started out as just a small company. Small company...
They might have wanted that perception.
Compared to the other giants.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sure.
That's like, you know, one single rural town in Montana, and they just kind of spring from there. No, smaller compared to the other people.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
So, I talked about several different things. So the throttling thing, there's also another aspect in which it's time to put on your big boy pants. If they want... Netflix takes about a third of all internet traffic. One third of all internet from Netflix. That is a huge, huge chunk.
And it's only going to increase.
Yeah.
With 4K TVs and all that.
And so the idea that those people who are using up that much of the internet should not pay a little bit more, that's a little bit silly. Think of
it. Well, they're paying more to Netflix.
No, it was like $9 a month?
It's $14 if you want the full HD.
Okay, $14 if you went to full HD, then. That's still next to nothing. Especially
it's 150%.
Cricket's been around since 1999.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. They were definitely small. I didn't even hear about Cricket until like 2 years ago.
It's 150% of what you'd be paying normally.
Yeah. Regular internet people need to realize that there's a lot of people who don't use Netflix, who don't play games. If companies want to set up a service in which they can pay less, they should be able to do that. I see no problem with people who use less internet paying less, and people who use more internet paying more. And frankly, I said I wasn't going to be mean, but fuck it. Some of the biggest proponents of net neutrality can just shut the fuck up because they don't actually believe it. Reddit is a prime example of this. You know, the free bastion of the internet. Oh, net neutrality, we cannot let the internet fall into the hands of these evil people. Do you guys believe it on your own stuff? No! Anyone who's to the right of Che Guevara, fuck them. Censor them. Cut them out. Like, you don't believe it in yourself, you piece of shit. All you want to do is watch your cat videos and play your video games. You care nothing about the true meaning of freedom. So shut your mouths. YouTube yourself. Or YouTube itself. You guys constantly censor people you disagree with. You constantly cut people out. And you dared to talk about freedom? Go fuck yourselves. You have no say in this whatsoever. You piece of shit. Nick? Your turn.
Hold on, I'm turning your mic down a bit.
No, I'm angry.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have some poor quality voice there.
I don't care. If you're going to talk about freedom, actually believe in the goddamn freedom.
Yeah. So what I would want is not... even though the internet is definitely a public utility, I don't want it regulated by the government. I just want it the way it was before. Even though it was leading towards the Portuguese mentality or design, whatever you want to call it, the add $10 for your YouTube plan or whatever. There were definitely aims in that direction. So I don't think that I agree that I don't think that the having the government answer it is or control it is the answer. That's a very bad idea for the internet. The internet it should be the way that it's almost always been. Like there were some regulations in the early 90s, but any kind of control for it. Go ahead.
No, there was the whole aspect I forgot to research before this about the government's involvement in the 90s with the internet and how they led to Comcast being a near monopoly like it is now because of the shady bullshit. Shady bullshit in the sense of they take smaller companies and say, hey, if you build this internet railway, we will pay you for it. Oh, really? That sounds awesome. Well, okay, we built it. Changed our minds.
That's what they did with might have been Comcast. It might have been AT&T. It might have been both. Some huge ISPs, and they never backed up their deal. So it's kind of sounded like you were saying that the big ISPs wanted to do that, but then never got paid.
No,
or
not
were you
big
saying
ones,
the
small
opposite?
Ones. Small
oh,
ones.
Small ones
who put in all of this effort to build infrastructure.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and the government's like, well, since you guys can't pay it, Comcast or whoever it was during the time,
because it was actually the opposite of. That is what happened with, I don't know, I don't remember which big one it was, but one of the big ISPs, they got basically contracted to build infrastructure, took the money, never built it. And they were just like, well, I'm sure there's some law that we can, you know, maybe shut down your huge corrupt company with, but let's not do that.
Yeah, that's bad in the opposite direction.
What?
What you're saying.
Right. This is why I don't want a company that literally takes billions of dollars and pockets it in control of you know, the internet.
Correct.
I don't think that they're... Okay, so like the other day I saw a post saying without net neutrality, schools aren't going to be able to afford computers and have access to the proper education. That's a lie. They're going to be able to afford computers. That's not going to change anything. They're going to have the access to the internet that they did before. That's not going to change anything.
Without neutrality, governments...
Right.
Without it, computers will get much heavier.
Actually, that's an interesting point. So everyone's afraid that the internet is going to fractalize into social media and all these other things, right?
They think it's going to explode.
So, hold on. Let's grant them that. So, what's the detriment to the school who gets a lot of funding... And they won't pay the social media, so the kids won't be on Facebook the entire
day. You know what? You're right.
Like, it's almost the opposite.
Bring back school porn.
Okay, so let's say let's...
You have no right.
It's a rite of passage for
I'm a teacher, and I can't get my porn anymore. Yeah. So
I found the weirdest way to get around that back in school.
Oh, I found all kinds of... You wouldn't believe the things I could do on those computers.
Like, you type in, like, the randomest stuff in Google Images, just like, wow, look at all that porn. I just typed in, like, underwater.
I was able to get past the, like, admin security just by typing in a URL.
Mr. Golbo, why is the entire hard drive...
Why is the hard drive inside of itself? Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. So what would the starter package of websites be if they're going to go down the intro toolkit thing? Yeah,
honestly, we kind of already have that with megabits.
Megabits?
Like, megabytes, whatever. Or
what's that?
MB.
Huh?
Damn, it's freaking computer lingo. How much data you get,
on a phone.
Yeah. You know, I have like a 25 is my current package.
That's speed.
Speed, that's what I meant.
Okay, so good analogy there. Currently phones aren't considered broadband internet.
Mm-hmm.
So net neutrality doesn't apply there. So we can very clearly see what their plans are going forward, because it's already being implemented. You get a data cap, which nobody wants. There's no reason for it. If you hit it, you get hard throttled, and you can buy more for unreasonable prices. And if you're a high bandwidth internet user, like, two of us at least, mm-hmm. you're probably like mid...
Mm-hmm.
The T-Man and I would go through that like in a day.
Yeah.
And then we'd be paying probably like $200 or $300 a month. You know, even if we weren't uploading YouTube videos and whatever else, just, you know, our normal internet usage is that high. And then they have an exception to that. If you want to watch Spotify, it doesn't count towards that. If you want
Spotify,
sorry. if you want to listen to
Spotify,
what else?
If you want to listen to Pandora, Netflix.
if you want to watch Pandora,
we don't.
God. If you want to listen to
this
Pandora,
is what net neutrality sounds like, folks.
This is the voice of net neutrality. If you want to watch Pan... if you want to listen to Pandora, it doesn't count towards your bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
Does Netflix count towards your bandwidth? You bet it does, because that'll go right through it. That'll eat it in a day.
Actually, I think T-Mobile counts Netflix as...
yeah, T-Mobile does.
Yeah.
I do not believe you.
Uh-huh.
Or wait,
I want proof on one of your screens right now.
They have something where if you switch your... Oh, I just heard this on the radio. If you switch your plan to them from another network, you get it just included. You get your subscription and all that, and you know it doesn't count. But if you have a current plan, that doesn't count.
Huh. That's interesting. Oh, yeah, and they had Pokemon Go last year.
What?
That doesn't count towards bandwidth.
Oh, that's...
So anyway, all these things that don't count towards bandwidth, that to me is... I wouldn't say it's worse than a fast lane, slow lane thing, but... because I don't think that... The slow lane, to put it in quotes, is going to be a hard throttle, like when you run out of data and it's like 56K.
Honestly, right now, all about internet is the slow lane. With the way everything is just kind of...
I don't think so.
especially when you compare it to many other, like, third world countries have faster internet than us.
That's because they never built that thing that they were going to build.
Also because they are holding back.
And,
like, when when Google came in and began putting in internet, Comcast flipped the shields like, oh, look at that, suddenly our speeds got much faster. Ha ha ha, please don't go away from us.
Yeah. Our speeds are being throttled because we don't want to pay the maximum that we can pay. So it's not so much a fast lane, slow lane situation so much as it is a subscription to our drug dealer. What was the other metaphor the other point I was going to make?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's kind of how you can see where things would go without net neutrality. By looking at the cell phone economy. And I don't think that's very good with all of the...
Here's the thing with that, though. The reason why there was things like... no cost after 9 p.m. way back in the 90s is because they were still building the infrastructure and things got all jumbled up and throttled when everyone was trying to call it like 7. So they built that to encourage people to not call it 7 or peak hours and call later on.
Right.
To try and spread it out so it's less cost effective to them. After they were able to afford, you know, better infrastructure and whatnot, they took that away. And it just kept going, getting better, better, and better. The same principles apply with the internet. Let people slowly build themselves up.
Well, they were supposed to build the infrastructure, and they didn't. And they're not going to. They don't care about rural people. There's not enough value to income there. There's no profit to be gained from that. And that's valid from a corporate perspective, but...
I think it'd be valid if people came in and offered less than what they could. Like, if a phone company, like, wanted to start up in these rural places... Screw my accent. In these small towns, and they want to, instead of offer what we have now, like, offer plans that we had, like, 10 years ago for slightly cheaper.
Companies or small towns... are saying we're going to just build our own infrastructure, and people like Comcast or AT&T are saying, well, no. Screw you guys. We're not going to build it, but also you can't build it. And well, I don't know what... It must be...
The only reason they can't do that is because of the government.
There's some kind of contract or loophole or something... That's stopping them from doing that. I don't know what it is. Maybe they have like some kind of coverage zone or something.
It probably has something to do with they started this with ComEd. Well, not ComEd was one of the first things to do because you have to build electricity poles, and because can't just have a bunch of people or a bunch of companies doing that, they gave them a reasonable monopoly because you need the physical infrastructure.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's probably cable TV.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So you can only have X amount of service there. So since they got that in, you can't really build the infrastructure alone.
You know, if that's a thing, that's a government thing.
Yes.
Free data on T-Mobile from Amazon, Netflix, YouTube, Sling Television, never heard of that, HBO, Hulu, S-Mule, Fandango Now, and more. That's... Jesus.
Yeah.
Switch me over.
So, honestly, it's also, if a company tried to do this whole, like, we're going to charge the same stuff for basic and then charge you more for Netflix, Facebook, etc., all that'll happen is a company will raise their hand and go, we're not going to do that. And just whoosh, people will flock to that company. Because of competition.
Should.
And more people will.
Should is the key word.
Well, if they don't, that's on them.
Right, well, then we pay more, and then you were right.
I don't have sympathy if people are paying more because of laziness. Like, if they don't want to bother switching, then it's on you. For the small rural, for the small towns, there will be solutions. Isn't Google starting with only small towns?
Google Fiber?
No, yeah. they started with smaller cities.
Smaller cities.
Okay. Then, say, Chicago.
Okay.
The third largest city in the country. Because they wanted to do, you know, the same reason that they started in smaller countries for Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. Because stress tests, basically.
I can see...
I think the first place they started in was Atlanta.
I can see phone companies jumping in on the internet thing.
They have been.
I mean, like...
Most internet companies are phone companies, and most are phone, TV, internet.
But it's still, like, how can I just... It still feels different, like they're spreading them out instead of keeping them within the same box.
Like, what do you mean?
For example, if you were to have home internet and phone internet, you'd be paying two separate bills. Instead of just having just like one complete roundabout package.
Yeah, most of them they want you to do the three things in one package deal. Like that's, we have TV and cable as a package, and then they want us to get phone for an extra package, but we have it from a different company.
Who is your guys' internet person?
Wow.
We also, Wow does phones?
Yeah.
I was actually not even aware of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I use Wow too, but it's only for internet. Like I said, we have just a basic 25 speed.
That reminds me, we called them because they raised our bill, and my mom yelled at them and got us faster internet, and they never put it in. They actually lowered it.
They lowered your internet?
Yeah, it was at 25, and now it's getting 15.
Well, that's what happens when internet yells.
Yeah. No, usually she gets her way.
Was she yelling, or was she just being passive-aggressive?
No, she was being professional.
Professional. Hi, I just want to call about this bill. That professional?
No, I guess you've never seen her when she's on a mission.
I have not. So, that's pretty much where we stand with this Nintendo Trailer thing. I'm tired of listening to all the boogeymen about how the internet's going to shut down.
Yeah,
and hypocrites who are already doing censorship, saying, oh god, we don't want to be censored.
A lot of it is fear-mongering, and Crowder did make some good points about Google and YouTube. In his video, he said... they want net neutrality so that they don't get investigated by the government for being super biased, basically, and not at all transparent. By the way, I tried looking at the source code for my videos that got demonetized, which we were talking about. Before off the podcast, and that's gone.
It's gone?
That does not exist anymore.
The source code?
Right.
Well then, victory for whoever posted a thing.
No. I mean, that part that identifies the things is no longer something you can look at.
Oh, that's what you mean. So they just kind of hit it.
Yes.
God, fuck you, YouTube. You transparent pieces of shit.
They're not transparent at all.
transparent about their bullshit. They're not transparent with their honesty. They're transparent about their bullshit.
They also made a blog post today about how they're going to be more transparent.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
They're going to hire up to 10,000 more people now to... to take out extremist videos. And they're going to work this the same way you work everything. You're going to start with things like the pedophile stuff they just let continue. Because God forbid there's any conservative saying something. And after they are done with all that, they're going to keep the people. They're going to move on to conservative channels. It's just what these people do. Because they've done it so many times already. Like, we're going to stop the extreme stuff and trickle on down.
Yeah. Though, I've heard that the hard SJWs are getting hit, too.
That kind of brings a smile to my face. Taste of your own medicine type of thing.
Also heard from Crowder.
Okay, I think...
There was one more thing I wanted to say about net neutrality. Oh, yeah. What do you think about Ajit Pai?
What?
The head of the FCC.
All I know is you said head of the FCC, so I assume he's a worthless piece of crap.
He's a former Verizon... I don't know if he was their lawyer or a lobbyist. He was definitely a lawyer.
I don't see it as going well, then.
What?
If he's got connections like that, then he should not have any say in this. Conflict of interest.
I agree. I don't think he should have that position.
Yeah. Right. So I think that pretty much covers that. Let's go ahead and move on to the second infusion.
Starting now.
Welcome to Dragon's Flow TCast, second infusion.
This is part two.
Numero dos.
Well, yeah, that's why I said second infusion, guys. Stick with the plan.
Dos infusionso.
Well, I knew I made the second infusion, and I just poured it.
All right. So does anyone else want
to... Now we're doing part two of the podcast, though.
Yes.
Not part one.
Does not anyone, part one.
Anyone want to begin with their stuff, or...
Whatever.
Just got Magus Bride and Super.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll do the... God, I can never remember the name of that dumb thing.
UQ Holder?
No, I didn't watch that. Oh, I forgot.
You fool.
It's because it's not on Crunchyroll. That's why. I keep forgetting. But I did watch Confessions of an MMO Junkie, I think is the English title, which I hate. A lot of the times, the English titles of things are just kind of arbitrary, like it's just kind of, it fits the mood, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and this one is one of those because there's no real confessions going on. It's kind of weird. Anyway, it's interesting. So it's a show about a series of coincidences, really. The people online and offline keep running into each other, in real life. So that's like a running theme. And the two main characters, who are like the romantic couple, they've basically found out their true identities.
Wait, wasn't Jen talking about this before?
No, I only saw the trailer for it.
Oh.
Anyway. The one guy kind of caught on earlier. And, you know, he's kind of, like, doing some experiments to figure out if she's really who he thinks she is, you know, and he's pretty sure. So his coworker, who sort of crashes the party, so to speak, invites him along under the pretext that he's a new character in the game, and he. She creates a level 1 character to guide him through it, the office worker, or the coworker, and she has a suspiciously similar resemblance to a character that she played in another MMO, and so the male lead, upon seeing this, thinks, oh, she can't possibly be my best friend from another MMO.
Oh my god.
Right, so he creates the character of the same name and the same appearance and goes in, and then, you know, obviously they figure it out, and it's kind of a weird, like...
So they confessed their friendship.
They confessed their friendship.
There are confessions.
And then, yes. And then it's kind of like... It's one of those dumb things where it's like, let's be friends! And then he takes it as, oh, I got dumped.
Oh. Isn't he looking for his girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
No, he just kind of was there. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Okay, I thought that he was dating the other girl.
No, I don't think anyone's dating anybody else.
Oh, thank goodness. That would be awkward.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, that's about all there is to that. It's still a good, like, it's an average show, in a climate of trash for the most part.
Which at this point is acceptable.
Average is a compliment.
Yeah. Speaking of trash, I'll jump into last two episodes of Black Clover.
Oh god, you're still watching that? I thought you quit.
Someone,
you don't have to do this.
Someone advised to view it as a comedy, and it's actually it's working surprisingly well. I will say I did overreact just a little bit with my post last week. But the reason why is, one, it was like, you know, like 11:30 at night and I was really tired, and
I thought you were gonna say drunk.
Have we ever talked about that one girl who made the app that at certain times will after you want to go to post something or send something, will wait like 10 minutes and then ask you if you really want to send or post that. she made millions.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, sorry, go on.
So I was just getting tired of all of the telling, not showing. And that scene, the one which I took two pictures of, was just so over the top in the context of everything that it was just like, I nearly threw my phone like, oh, come on! You don't have to tell us that this little girl just asked for help! So what happened was, so I'll backtrack. So, they went to the village after they completed the mission of killing boars, and oh no, the village is being... Yeah. Like, for fuck's sake. We got the tutorial boss, we got killing boars,
Plot twist, you were really watching an MMO Let's Play all along.
That was my first thought, but my second thought was, like, that's so meta. Like, the show is boring. They're killing boars. Like, they have to slay the boars that they created.
Go on, sorry. Roughly speaking.
Roughly speaking.
And, The whole village
is... I hope someone gets that.
I hope so, too. Maybe. The whole village is covered in mist. And find out...
Would you say it's like hidden in mist?
No, it's just magical.
Oh.
But I saw what you were going for. And they discovered, like, oh man, this mist is magical. And so they use the main character's sword to cut through it. They find the villagers. We get a little bit of backstory of... So the main character is following his senpai, which is, you know, like a delinquent stereotype, archetype, I guess.
Okay, yes. He's now, like, canonly his Kakashi?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then we find out that he was a delinquent who, when he got his grimoire, the magical book, he tried to take over this town. But the elder just kept kicking his ass. And every time he did, he would give us, like, a real man, blah, 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 blah. And...
Oh, so that's where that came from.
Yeah. And so he became something like a father figure for the delinquent. After that, he joined the Magic Knights, and so they got like a nice little relationship going. And these bad guys, they killed the village elder.
Mm.
In which, I guess I'm happy that they tried to give a backstory before the emotional hit, but it's the same crap they kept pulling in Walking Dead Season 1 and 2, of like, hey, this character that no one gave a crap about, we're just going to spend the episode talking about them. Oh no, they died at the end of the episode. Who saw that coming?
Oh, he was just 3 days away from retirement. Oh,
Senpai died?
Not Senpai, but the village elder.
I see.
He died trying to defend the people from this bad guy who, after the last episode, they at least made him something besides what he was, but it seemed like he seemed really, really one-dimensional. Like, why do you want to kill these villagers? They have low magic, so I'm going to kill them.
Oh, I actually do have something to talk about. I can talk about Justice League if no one else wants to see it.
I don't care.
Justice League.
I thought you said Justice Leaf.
Yes.
Justice Leaf. I blow away at the sign of danger. So that happens, and they fight for a while, and the tsundere woman, she's like, oh no, like this is really bad, I'm royalty, I shouldn't be here, I should see if I can make my escape. And then a little girl like grabs it, is like, Onee-chan, please save us. And then she looks down and goes, this little girl is asking for help. It's like, oh my, yes, we got that. Did you really need to verbally tell us this little girl just asked for help? Just, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Was it self-reflective? Like, this little girl, she's asking for help.
That might have been what it was supposed to sound like.
Or was it, if it was
they
just,
didn't get, they didn't do it.
Help me. She wants help.
It was like, she wants help, so I'm going to help. It was just really bad. It's like,
that's terrible writing.
It's kind of like if you had a couple of kids and gave them $1,000 to make a movie, and they made that movie, you're like, okay, this is what I expect for $1,000. But if it's, you know, professionals given millions of dollars to make something and it's the same quality, you're like, what the fuck is this? What is this garbage?
That's Black Clover. That reminds me of something that I want to talk about.
Right. And so that's pretty much it for that. She gains a new spell. And it's like a defensive spell, and she's able to control her magic with that. So they might go the angle of she can control defensive spells, but not offensive, which...
Goku.
Yeah. So moving on to the next episode, because that's all that happened. So a lot of fighting stuff happened. Main character kept getting his butt kicked. And eventually, he was supposed to be killed by like this like kill shot, but he's so strong, he lived. Fights happen, and eventually they beat the bad guys. And we find out that these bad guys were just sent by the main bad guy. And they gave a little bit more depth, I guess. So, out of the four villains, one of them escaped. But the other three got captured. And all three basically suicided themselves. Because, you know, they failed the main guy. And it wasn't like, I'm scared to meet him. I'm scared to deal with what happens for failure. It was, we let our
we
master...
We let him down.
Yeah, we let him down.
Ooh, that's dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
that's
then,
like cult level.
Yeah, this seems like it's going to be a cult. So they fast forward. We see, you know, like the shadowy outline of the bad guy talking to the underling who escaped. And he's like, so that happened, huh? That's unfortunate. Oh, so the village still has the stone. And they showed a stone at some point. It's like, oh, so that's why they were invading the village. Not because generic one-dimensional bad guy. And she's like, oh, it's no matter. He turns around. And if anyone who studies occult stuff, they have a picture of the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah. Just up there. It's got like little stones in each of the little Sephiroth. And so he's like, once we complete all the stones, we can revive my ancient master.
Uh-oh.
So
he's not the final boss after all.
No, he's the Bolo. Bolo was the Bolo? Name. Have you ever seen Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Bolo was like the big, bulky He-Man that he fought before the final boss.
Oh.
And so it was like an inside...
Was the final boss like kind of weak and like more of a bureaucrat?
No, final boss was, you know, a good fighter. But Bolo was the boss he fought before the final boss.
Uh-huh.
And so, in my karate dojo, we had like an inside joke of somebody who was within the organization, because he looked just like him. And he was always felt like the right-hand man of Chinin Sensei, like, big grandmaster person. It's like, Bolo's like, he's not the final boss, He's the guy you fight before the final boss.
That takes one of your arms.
Yes. That was the joke of him. Because he was just like a big, strong He-Man who like didn't know his own strength. And so they would pair me up with him because I could take it.
How kind of them.
That's the way we rolled. And so, yeah, so at least there's some semblance of a plot, finally.
Sounds like you've reached chapter 3.
Possibly. And so I don't want to go too on about this.
Have you looked at the manga at all?
I have not.
It might be that they just did really bad pacing, like, kind of, you know, how Naruto had, like, bad flashback syndrome.
Yeah. I mean, four chapters in 2 episodes, no one should ever do that.
Where'd you get 4 chapters?
Mother's Basement. He talked about it. The first 2 episodes were the first 4 chapters. And it was... They did not need to do that. They really, really extended it.
It sounds like they're, for some reason, trying to delay the thing for the manga. There's not going to be a second season of this. It's terrible.
Yeah. Black Clover?
I'd be surprised.
I mean, just everyone... There's a reason, like, everyone who makes commentary is talking about how bad it is. It'll be a show talked about from years to come about what you should not do. That is what the show is. And since I'm looking at it as a comedy, it is kind of funny. Like, the Tsundere, like, always does the hair flip, just always. Even when there's no need for it, just flip the hair, making, like, a little comment. It's like, Jesus Christ. I'm done with it, so you guys can talk about your stuff.
Speaking of tsunderes written by and comic books written by children, I've been reading, or I finished reading, Hayate,
Combat Butler.
Ooh.
That's done. It's finished.
Everyone wants to know, did he pork the woman he was taking care of?
Yes.
Did they have kids?
I don't know. It kind of ended when she was just like, oh, I'm 14 now, but I still look exactly the same.
Take me.
Then she's like, let's get together. No, it had this really weird ending. But no, what reminded me of that was you saying it feels like it was written by a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's trying to be a manga artist.
Manga.
And like her almost every one of her examples is like exactly what you said, like I am this person, I don't know, princess whatever, the creator of smiles. I create smiles. Smiling is my job to create them. And like, that's how kind of the dialogue flows. Mm-hmm. And then it just repeats itself like that over and over. It's the worst. And he just looks at it and he's like, maybe you should research some more manga and try again, or, you know, ask somebody else for advice, because I'm not the person for this. And it's just terrible. But anyway... how far did you guys get in the manga?
Hayate?
Yeah.
We never picked up the manga.
Oh, really?
Just watched the show, yeah.
Oh, you should read it. It's, it actually has a plot.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I didn't finish the anime. It just felt like it was just kind of, like, going around in circles.
You
almost.
Never finished the anime?
No.
There's, like, 3 more animes.
Oh, I don't know if I even have time for this anymore.
No, but there's... the other thing that made me think of it was the Tree of Life and collecting stones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's sort of... There's a plot that's kind of like that, where they have to collect all these magic stones that open a... a Garden of Eden thing where God lives, or a god, and it's this really like the plot comes out of nowhere and it's really weird.
Didn't they like go on Hades and came back and made like a serious manga?
I don't... Like, they might have gone on hiatus, but...
Or a time skip, or something along those
not,
lines.
Not a time skip. You might be thinking of Full Metal Panic, but I doubt it.
No, I'm...
There wasn't a time skip for sure, but I don't know about a hiatus. There wasn't, like, a whole lot of sudden tonal shift, but, I'm not sure.
I remember reading or hearing about something like that.
It actually took place over, like, the plot was one full year. So it ended exactly where it started. And it's kind of funny because, so the way that you get into this Garden of Eden place is, you have to have one of these stones and you open it by like an immense burst of misery. So Hayate's scumbag parents, they're trying to scam Nagi, the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that they've failed, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to expose Hayate for trying to kidnap her in the first place. So they just kind of get him to admit it while she's hearing that he tried to kidnap her, and like, because she's been making these comics that actually started to get good, and she's like, okay, I'll make something based off of, you know, something I know, something that actually happened, and it's basically like the story of how she met, and he reads it and he's like, this is based off of something that actually happened, and he's like, will you marry me, my fair princess? And he's like, did that happen? Anyway, yeah, so he's like, you know, I was trying to kidnap her and sell her off for money, but, you know, that was a long time ago. And she hears that, and she just explodes in misery and opens the door to God. And
women.
Then this huge, like, Full Metal Alchemist battle starts, and it's almost like the end of Brotherhood. Right?
I did not expect that.
Right? It's crazy.
That is. That's something.
It's definitely worth reading.
I might do that. God, I remember there was a time I had like 7/8, maybe like 10 plus different mangas reading weekly.
Yeah.
And that was just like, I got My Hero Academia and that's it.
Yeah, I have a program on my computer to track all the manga I used to read, and now I don't read any.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about Hayate.
And I guess before we get to the main two, Justice League was interesting to watch. It's pretty much just, you get to see heroes on the big screen. That's really, like, if you like heroes, you should go, that's why you'd go. The villain, like, I still don't know what his deal was, exactly.
Good writing.
they had a lot of different directions for you to think in, so a long time ago, the realms of man, the marine... I don't mean the Marines. I mean like the Marine people, yeah. Aquaman,
underwater land,
Aquaman people, and the Amazonians fought, and they gathered these three boxes, and they created the other side created this unity. But they're like, but we created a unity of our own, uniting these people, and we fought them back. And the guy was defeated for the first time, and he disappeared in a beam of light, and they're like, some say it drove him mad, and I still can't tell if it did, but he was not very happy, and he came back, and he's just like, Mother, I'm back, and I'm like, okay, and he kind of spends a lot of time talking to himself like that, but then not much else, like,
was it
you really don't know why he's doing what he's doing?
Was it Norman Bates?
Sure. No, 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 no. That's the next guy.
I don't know who you're talking about, so sure.
Yeah, wait, I don't know who I'm talking about.
Wait, I do know who you're talking about.
Wasn't it Ben Affleck? No, Ben Affleck's Batman.
Ah.
Yeah. Ben Affleck, actually, by the way, doesn't do a bad job. That's, like, the worst part about it. I was not at all enthusiastic about him getting the role. But the Batmans of recent have all been, like, and, like, making stupid faces as they make the voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's a billionaire. He just has a like, not a defibrillator, but basically something
modulator
on his throat. Modulator. On his throat, exactly. And so yeah. He talks normal, but it alters the way his voice sounds. And it's low, and it's kind of gurgly, but it's
it
really
makes way
easy.
More sense.
Right. It's easy to understand, and it makes him, you know, it's hard to recognize.
Just trying to have a reasonable discussion.
Yeah.
Imagine Batman and Angry Punisher trying to have a conversation over tea.
Over tea.
That's the beverage of choice for them. Yeah, and Batman, furthermore, like, he's with all these superheroes, and I would say one of the highlights of the whole show is Superman has a sort of scuffle. So Superman's dead.
Yay.
At the beginning, and they have this idea that they are...
and
they,
he never comes back.
No. They get a box, and they have this sort of mini philosophical debate, because they have one of the three boxes of power.
Superman is inside. Is he dead or alive?
That's what I was just thinking.
What? No. He's buried. But they so these boxes, they're basically chaos. They're constantly, like, growing and eating itself, and it's like evolution in a box. Like, all of the world evolution in a box. And so Cyborg looks at this and goes, you know, it's probably possible for us to use this to resurrect him. If they use the ship and plot. And Wonder Woman's like, no, because even if we bring him back, like, something's lost when you die. You know, we shouldn't mess with this. And Batman's mm-hmm. like, we gotta. And
no,
so Superman comes back.
Technology, though.
Superman comes back, and there's this really... It's kind of dumb. Cyborg... So he comes back, and he obviously is not all there. Like, he's just kind of like, what the fuck? And he's just like...
This isn't heaven.
Right, and he's just like, you know, like...
Where are my parents?
He's Superman, and he goes outside where the statue of himself is just in tatters, and it's a memorial now because a lot of people were killed during that battle.
By Superman.
By Superman and other people. And all the heroes, all these superpowered people...
Wait, how did Superman kill all the people after he died because of he has
a
memorial?
Fault. He didn't save them, okay? That's as good as killing him, Nick. Then all these superpowered people stand off and are just staring at him, and he's just like, you know, he can't really piece it together, like, he hasn't figured out himself. And then Cyborg's like, oh no, my defense system, I can't stop it, guys. And they're like, stop it. He's like, I can't. And so then he shoots them, and so a fight incurs, which is, I mean, it's violence porn. That's
Wait,
all it is.
So Superman fights them?
Yeah. Superman just fights because... Wonder Woman, Cyborg, The Flash, and Batman.
Why didn't they fight the actual enemy?
They were going to. Actually, that's another matter in its own hand. I'm going to get to that. But the highlight for me was Superman versus The Flash, because first he's... Basically,
that's
Superman is more than good enough to beat everybody, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
he's Superman. He doesn't lose.
Way they did Flash, in my opinion, was fantastic. He was exactly who I... He's exactly how I think of The Flash, especially in the Justice League scenario.
Uh-huh.
And whenever he uses his power, you can see it shift. Like, lightning comes out of him, and then you see it from his perspective. Everything else just slows down.
Uh-huh.
And as he just darts around Superman, everything else is staying still, and all of a sudden Superman's eyes just move. And then you look at his face, and he's got, like, his eyebrows raised, and then Superman turns his head to look at him as he's running by him. And then it's just, like, his jaw drops. Oh, no! And then, you know, they have this, like, slow-motion fast fight.
Oh, that's cool.
It was super cool. But anyway, then Lois Lane...
I will try to find a way to watch just that scene.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be out. and then Lois Lane comes and reminds Superman of who he is. And anyway,
of course.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really...
It's me, the girl that you'll never be with.
So right before this, Actually, they're totally banging each other. They had the scene where she was, like, feeling up the bed next to her as she was sad about Superman being dead. But anyway, so you have all these people, and right before she comes around, Clark sees Batman, and he's just like, I remember you, because the whole last movie was him trying to kill him. And he's like, you won't let me live, you won't let me die, and he's just about to lose it. That's when he sees it. And so that's Batman, he keeps his own, but he's just... He can't keep up with the superhumans, you know?
Yeah.
And the way Ben Affleck plays his role, like, you can feel he's getting to be in his 50s, like, or close to his 50s, and so he's starting to slow down. You can, like, feel the hits, like, raining more heavily on him. Mm-hmm. And, like, just even taking off the suit or putting back on the suit is just, like, you can feel the weight he carries. He does a really good job with that. But this movie is all about the superheroes. And it, I mean, the conflict is secondary, almost periphery, really. But if you want to see the development of some superheroes a little bit, or how they interact more than they're developing, because they really honestly don't develop a whole heck of a lot. The final scene, they do a pretty good job of keeping Superman basically out of the fight because he's saving civilians, because otherwise it's just like we win.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've set the stage to do something with it. They've set the stage for a cinematic Justice League. Because the last scene is they're going into a place where they're going to make it. And they're like, we need a big table with five or however many seats. And then Wonder Woman goes, with room for more? And they're like, with room for more. And then that closes. So overall, the action is a lot of fun to watch. Especially, like I said, the Flash versus Superman. The characters, the Flash was great. Everyone else. Oh, Superman felt like Superman. And I liked how Clark played Batman. The only character I really would criticize is Cyborg. They try to make just a little bit too gritty. But
I don't even know who that is.
Cyborg? Teen Titans?
I didn't watch. Cable.
Yeah. Cyborg, he gives an obligatory booyah at the victory moment. I'm like, ha, that's kind of funny. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's not super complex. I heard someone say it really well. Like, if this was a comic, it's not a comic that I'd recommend to somebody. But mm-hmm. as a movie, it's fun.
Probably what they were going for.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it was an enjoyable experience. Just don't go in expecting a good villain.
Don't expect much.
Don't expect a good villain. Oh, and that's the other thing that they did. And I think... All right, so I think they're messing with broader brushstrokes. So this, again... Mm. Everyone complains about the villain, so I've already beat that to death. At the end of the movie, Lex Luthor meets up with Deathstroke.
Actually, you barely talked about the villain, which kind of sounds like how the movie...
I've said about the villain
represented
was very
pretty
good.
Well.
Yeah. So, at the end of the movie, Lex Luthor meets up with Deathstroke. And he's just like, you know, they've got a little league. Maybe we should have a league of our own. And so I think that one of the reasons that they did it this way is so that they can set up the villains in the next movie. You know, and really make them shine out.
The League of Doom?
That or the Evil League of Evil. I really hope Neil Patrick Harris is sitting at the table in Dr. Horrible. That would be totally like a breaking of the universe, but please, that would be awesome.
Looking just like nervous as fuck.
Yeah, right. Just...
Which Lex Luthor do you prefer, goatee or non-goatee?
You know, that's tough. I don't know why. I don't even remember this actor's name who plays this version of Luthor. He's the
Luthor.
He's a really just like nerdy, somewhat effeminate guy, and so I find it funny because I always think of Luthor just like, yeah, Superman. I hate that guy. Let me just run the world for a minute, you know. And this other guy plays him, and he works out quite well. He's just like, Superman. You know, we should maybe have our own... He's like Morty.
oh, jeez.
Morty Luthor. So I do like him. But I guess if he's not playing it, I'd go goatee.
I always think of the Smallville version of him, so no goatee.
I haven't seen Smallville.
Neither have I.
The first couple seasons were worth it, and then it, like... It pulled a Supernatural, I guess.
Ooh.
So, as far as I know, it's still on.
I think so.
I don't know. But it stopped being good, like...
3 years ago?
No, 15.
Oh. It's still going on?
It might not be. It might have stopped, like, 3 or 4 years ago. But it went on for a long time.
Alright, so then the main courses.
Alright, so begin with Magisprite?
Sure.
Okay. So the two episodes we saw, first episode, we saw Ainsworth just fucking shit up in his Super Saiyan form. That was fun to watch him just be just so vicious and savage after his usual calm, some British demeanor.
Also, it makes sense why everyone's either afraid or, like, super respectful about him.
Because if you're not...
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was just terrifying, the whole thing. Then, on the other side of the emotion spectrum, the dog, I already forgot the dog's name. The dog becoming the familiar.
It was like Ruth or something.
Ruth is his name now.
Ruth.
That's his new name. Ruth becoming the familiar.
Yeah.
Of Slay Beggy. Ah, I forgot her name now.
Chise.
Chise.
I was going to say Chie.
Chie. Chie.
Why?
Because internet. That was also nice and emotional.
Internet?
And also,
who was the girl? Like Charlotte or something?
Isabel?
Yes.
Isabel.
And she was Spider Queen lady?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
and rough. And Chie... Chise was about to go Super Saiyan 2.
Uh-huh. Like, I want to know what she was about to do.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do this one thing. Scientists hate her.
It seemed like she was breaking some sort of rule. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like it was kind of like a Full Metal Alchemist rule, where it's like, don't do that or things will go bad.
Mm-hmm.
And what she had already done was she created a swarm of wasps, which would kill the spiders.
Mm-hmm.
They were like special anti-spider wasps.
Yes.
So I'm thinking creating life might be forbidden.
No, because she already did that. That wasn't a thing. It looked like she was going to go like on the offensive on him.
You mean she already did it just then?
Yeah, she already created the wasps and no one said anything. It was after...
Well, because he was kind of out of it, but...
No, I think she was going to do something else. I think she was going to maybe destroy life just purely with magic. Suck his soul out of his body.
I don't
know. Something.
I think it definitely has something to do with life.
We'll probably find out. Honestly, that's probably not the last time that's going to come up.
Yeah.
Yep. So it seems like he'll be one of the main villains.
You know, there hasn't been a whole lot of teaching going on.
No, just behind the scenes.
Lots of self-study.
Mm-hmm. Then episode 2, we got to see Chise being nice and cute in a little outfit.
I didn't notice.
You didn't notice?
No.
Like the first introduction of the last episode was just like, oh, the breeze is blowing. Look at my belly button and my short shorts.
I did. Oh, now that you say that, I remembered the belly button. That was weird.
Mm-hmm.
You just like, that's, I mean, just like the angle of it was almost off-putting.
You can almost see, but no. So we got a little bit of a story development between Ainsworth, Chise, and their little relationship. Ainsworth keeps thinking she's supposed to be afraid, but she's not. And he keeps leaving out little secrets. Now everyone wants to know what he is.
Like a little trail of breadcrumbs for her to maybe find. Not if she chooses not to. It's like he's leaving out hints for her to go after, but he doesn't want her to go after them.
There was definitely something thematically going on with that door. Like, because he kind of locked himself in his room for 2 weeks.
And the first time I was like, You know, she was staring at it, and it was like, okay, she's not going to open it. And then the second time, like, that shot was like a long shot before she opened it. And I was like, well, she's going to open it this time. And then it just sat there, and I was like, is she going to open it?
Yeah.
So, the good cinematography there.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of interesting things. That old man with the garden. And
yeah, that was a good story.
Vampire. That was a good story. Much better than the story in Twilight.
way better! Because it doesn't involve...
It's also better than My Little Pony.
Yeah.
The beauty in it is that she doesn't suck his blood.
But wants to?
But no, she does. She also...
she has nothing to give him.
She, well...
Because the deal is that she sucks the blood in exchange for Blink, but he has no Blink. And so she doesn't know what to do.
She could give him all kinds of things, but I was under the impression that it was more, they suck the blood of younger people.
They do, but she could do it of him, with the risk of him dying, but the problem is that he has nothing he wants... And so she feels like she has nothing she can give him. And that makes her sad.
So it's going to be one of those things where he just wants to see her again.
And he did.
Guaranteed. No, I mean, that like when they... Because she's like, yeah, I'll come back now, you hear? Mm-hmm. And so she's going to go back, and then eventually that's going to be like their... That's my guess for what their story is going to be.
Oh,
like
so you think it's not done?
No, I think she'll be back.
I thought that was a...
Was that Chisei's first kiss?
Probably.
That was interesting.
Unexpected.
Hot? But she did it again.
Why?
Huh?
For what reason?
Mika, shut up. I don't know.
She's lonely.
Wouldn't you?
Then she's like, now you kiss him. She says, like, this is for you. from your Mirage girl.
So
I could have sworn I just saw her. Here, take this kiss.
So that was a fun little thing. Anyone else have anything else to add for Magus Bride?
I don't know how to say this, but Nick hinted at it. What they're doing with Ainsworth is fun. Like, he comes off as so almost
unapproachable.
Yeah, like he is really afraid that she's not going to like him when she finds out what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like that side, and I read it that way because I'm human, and then they give hints that he's not really that human.
Yeah,
he just does not have that capacity yet.
He also kind of doesn't really understand humanity.
Yeah. And so I like his almost alien, Chisei, I've never seen you make that face before. because it's endearing because he's trying, but at the same time it's just alien enough to where it's just like,
What does this mean?
Yeah. He's like, oh, interesting.
The yellow light means go faster.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's been showing up. Because his reaction to her seeing him at first, yeah, you won't be able to get through doors. Oh, yeah. Ha ha. Doors. And then when she sees him in the room, where, like, she say, I can't control my body in the really weird position. Can I just stay like this for a while? everything about that interaction feels the type of awkward that... you need to generate around, like, a budding romance. Like, it's not typical, but it's, like, there's that weird awkward that's unique to every relationship, and they're making it uniquely awkward.
Yeah.
So, it's been interesting to watch unfold.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I remembered was, I guess it's a guy, the sorcerer... who doesn't want to be called by his name, which I can't remember now, of course.
One-armed
yeah.
Billy.
I think it was, like John or something?
I have no idea.
The little silver-haired kid?
Yeah.
No, it was something that started with an S, I think.
But he had a different name, and he was, like, really offended that
he was called by that
name. He was called by that. Or maybe he wanted to be called John.
No, that name began with a G, I think. The difference name. Like Gringamel or something, I don't know.
No, it was a really... Maybe I'm just remembering it wrong, but I thought it was a biblical name.
The one that he wants to be called is, it's like Joseph or something. Yeah, it was a biblical name.
That could be it.
Maybe doesn't like on the other hand.
Yeah, you're right. I think that was it. Also, that's the name he wanted to be called by?
Yeah, he wanted to be called by his biblical name.
Yeah, so they kind of implied that he was around, or he was alive, like, around the time of, you know, when biblical stuff was happening, when New Testament stuff was happening.
Well, yeah, he's way older than Ainsworth, and Ainsworth, I forget how old they said he was.
300, 400, around that age.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, there might be some kind of, Christian themed, storyline going on with him.
That would be interesting because, Japan is really, like, really Christian. And I don't see that very often.
They're really not religious at all.
They're really not religious, but the ones that are really religious.
Yeah, that's true. And then they're more Buddhist than anything. But they do like symbology and stuff like that. So they'll use it even if they don't understand what it means. And like you can see that in things like Evangelion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, what does this mean? I don't know. It sounds cool. Shut up.
All right. Anyone else? Anything else?
Nope.
Nope. All right. In that case, Dragon Ball Super Resu. So we had two episodes.
Great pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you. So first episode, we had the battle between Android 17 and 18, and the two... We call them the magical girls.
Between 17 and 18?
No, between 17 and 18 versus the two magical girls.
Okay, you had me confused there for a second.
I don't know why the internet really doesn't like them. I like them as the annoying. No, the magical girls.
Oh.
Yeah. I find them as really good for what they do. Annoying, lovey-dovey pieces of crap. And so, like,
that's probably why. That's like, probably why they don't like them, because they're unlikable.
But... Like, you can still like the villains for being unlikable. Like, the Punisher villain, he's not a likable guy, but I like him because of that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of like with these two. Like, they do their purpose well.
Yeah.
So both episodes were really action-packed, like wall-to-wall. And it was just fun, just watching the androids just double-team and just have fun, I guess. They were wrecking stuff.
Yeah.
And then the episode after that is the episode which two universes got eliminated at once. That was just...
Yeah, I like how it was simultaneous. That was good.
The double Kamehameha was just really nice. And I also liked how the three the three dudes became the new magical girls. That was fun. They did better than the actual ones.
By the way, I love how... this didn't come up before, did it? How they had the fight broadcast across the entire universe?
No, that was the first time we saw that.
Okay. I love how they did that, because it's imagine that spirit bomb.
That would be one hell of a spirit bomb. But it would take a long time to get to
them. I thought that they were going to go kind of towards that angle. They sort of did, but not really.
I don't think they have the time. The reason why Goku's spirit bomb during this tournament went by so fast was because everyone was, like, right there. Meanwhile, like, Frieza had to gather around the galaxy, Boo around the universe. That took some time.
Well, also because they were pretty strong people.
Yeah. So
it wasn't like, you know, a million farmers, mm-hmm. farmers with shotguns.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun action. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just really enjoying myself just watching all the punches and that. But Two Universe got eliminated. So what'd you think of the interaction between Beerus and Ciampa after he got eliminated?
It seemed like Ciampa wanted to say, like, don't lose or something like that, or make sure you win.
Yeah. It felt like he left in a really good way, like, the way you expect Ciampa to. And Beerus was deeper than usual with Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, just say something. Like, just say something meaningful. Don't leave it like that.
Yeah.
And then Vados giving like a nice little bow after Ciampa got eliminated. Like, just a little sign of respect. That was nice. And Vegeta, he had to watch the same race get eliminated again. So he mad.
Yeah, he's mad.
Yeah, he mad.
Yeah. The Namekians were cool. Didn't expect the, 50 of them each?
That was kind of dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't
mean that. Well, also not really, because
it's genocide for the common good, man.
But they volunteered.
Yeah, it was like, you know, we're sending our strongest fighters from the entire galaxy. Okay, we'll all go. Well, there's only enough for 7. Okay, we'll all go.
That's like the original Full Metal Alchemist. They had people that volunteered to be Philosopher's Stones, quote unquote. Sometimes, some of them are you need power. Use me. It's just you do that, it's still sad.
Yeah, but I still think that you know, it's
even more sad that
it's a heroic sacrifice rather than, you know, the giant genocide in Full Metal Alchemist. I don't think you could call it a genocide because they're, you know, doing it to themselves. And it wasn't all Namekians.
No,
that would have been a fight.
It was all the Namekians because they all died.
No. Not all.
It was,
they just all died.
Well, eventually, no. But then...
They died from the
listen
universe.
To what I'm saying. Yes, exactly what you're saying now. Yes. Welcome to the conversation.
But before the universe got eliminated, it was volunteered.
They didn't die because of being absorbed by them.
Yeah.
Now they're all dead.
Now they're all dead.
Now it's just Piccolo and Little Green.
Yeah. I like the reverse moment between Gohan and Piccolo, where Gohan was one taking the blast.
Yeah, that was
Piccolo
cool.
was underground. If Dragon Ball of Bridge ever gets to that scene in 170 years, they should be like, why didn't you dodge, Piccolo?
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think about the Grand Priest? Because every time a universe gets eliminated, he gets a little evil. It's like,
he's definitely evil.
It's like, you're gone! It's like, damn, son. What happened to all the smiles?
He's probably seen many universes eliminated.
He's seen, what was it, like 8 universes got eliminated before the tournament began? Like, universe 13 through 19 or whatever it was? Because Whis made a mention of that before.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they eliminate single planets all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I doubt he has a whole lot of empathy.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like, apathetic. He was like, you're gone. I hate you.
He's enjoying the fight.
He loses his smile. And when someone loses his smile, you know bad things happen.
Does he lose his smile?
Yeah. He was like, evil face.
Yeah, like, shaded evil face.
I'll have to pay attention.
He's definitely evil. I don't know if he's getting the power from the universe or what's going on, but there's something going on with him.
Yep.
What do you think the wish is going to be? Just make it so that all the universes, or all of the sentient planets from the universes that were destroyed had always existed in Universe 7, or whichever universe wins.
I wanted to make the wish is bring back all the destroyed universes that brings back the ones in the tournament, and then the other ones that were destroyed before, and within those universes, it's like, no, the reason I destroyed them is because there's a great evil in them.
Mm-hmm.
And go with that angle. I would enjoy that.
Oh, like not just not just restore the ones that were destroyed in the tournament, but also the ones from before.
Yeah, yes. And
that's where the new enemy comes from.
Yeah,
and it could nice.
Just, it could
I
just
like
be
that.
The way that you that Goku says it is just like, I want all the universes back. Wait, no, Goku.
No, that's good.
So yeah, I think that just about wraps up this second infusion.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So, that was all a thing. Go ahead and join us next week for episode 18?
Episode something, whatever, who cares. Yeah. But if you do care, and if you want to send us a message of some kind, it's at, send it to tcast@thedragonstreasure.com. And until then, we'll see you next week.